Our government is operating like Woodstock 99, guys.
Well, Sean, the violence is barbaric. You know, people have called what's coming across the border and the violence, they've called these criminals animals. I'm going to tell you something. Animals do not kill for sport. Animals kill to eat, to survive. What is happening on our southern border with the cartel violence and the violence of the Venezuelan gangs and the MS-13 and all of the others, organized gangs, and the child rape slavery rings, is killing for sport and sadistic pleasure. It is worse than anything in the animal kingdom. And we, as Americans, are not prepared for that level of barbaric violence.
Hey, friends. The barbaric violence we're seeing at the southern border is now spreading all across America. This is Trainwreck America 2024, brought to you by Peto Joe Biden and his treasonous administration. Attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet are back to rip these people a new one and beg you all to help us take back our republic. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Have you guys taken a good look at the banks lately? On the surface, everything looks fine, but there's a whole lot more going on underneath. Debt is hitting a record high. It's really scary when you stop and think about it. Why risk your money for a tiny return when things are so shaky? This is where Noble Gold Investments can help. The money printing is never going to end, and Noble Gold Investments is like a friend who knows about keeping money safe. And they suggest gold and silver. Now keep in mind, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee, but they do have a sweet deal, a free 1/4 ounce gold standard gold coin this month if you qualify. If you're curious, just give them a call right now at 877-646-5347 and tell them SGT Report sent you. It's just a chat, no pressure, but they'll help you figure out if gold and silver are right for you. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com and take the first step toward a safer financial future. 877-646-5347. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report with our bi-weekly discussion with my good friends, Real Truthers, Attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet. Friends, welcome back. How are you, Doc?
Great, Sean. Thank you for having me. Great to be back with you and Todd, as
so
always.
So good to see you. And Attorney Todd Callender, CEO of Cloud Hub. How are you, sir?
Yes, spring is near, so it's making us all happy.
Yeah, you know, we've had a very, very mild winter in the Midwest, and it's made the winter just fly by, which is kind of nice. Guys, today on this show, we're going to talk about many things, not the least of which is Google's woke and racist AI, France's Article Pfizer, and the New York City mayor, who cares a whole lot more about immigrants than he does the people of New York City. So, guys, where should we begin? Should we begin with Google's racist AI?
Please.
All right. Let me show everybody something I think that's quite important. I make this case constantly, and I'm not sure people take me that seriously. So let's just do a search via Google for my recent guest, Dr. Robert Young, using Google. So here you go. The top return from Wikipedia. And I mean, honestly, what is CBS 8? A local? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? YouTube? Look at this garbage returns. So Google is no longer a search engine in the typical sense. It is a filter out the truth engine. Okay, so now I'm going to do a search for Dr. Robert Young using Bing. And what comes up? His website as the first return. What comes up beyond that? Everything applicable to a search for Dr. Robert Young. Compare and contrast the differences here, guys, between Google and Bing. And Bing is not even that great, trust me. But Google is absolute racist, woke garbage. And everybody listening needs to stop using Google, including me. Coming back to my guests, what say y'all?
I say it's another contraption dreamed up by our government. Whether that's, we were talking about it before, whether that's Google or any of these other, you know, megalithic corporations that came out of nowhere with people nobody had ever heard about. All of a sudden, they're superstars and promoted. You know, it's the exact same thing. Google, where do all those resources come from? Our tax dollars, right? Hardly any different than the whole COVID vax program. They build a bioweapon with our tax dollars and they kill us with it. Same thing.
Well, and keep in mind that the owners, the ostensible owners of Google now and YouTube, are all foreign people who are anti-American.
True.
And we stopped using Google quite a while ago because the searches were so biased, and now they are flagrantly suppressing any information about Caucasian people, white people. So it's clear that people have got to stop using and supporting the tools of censorship and mind control and suppression of the information that you need to save your life and save our country.
Mind control, doctor, you said something there that's really important, because we've talked about this before, and the research was a year ago. We were talking about EMF radiation and how it is.
Yes.
Signals are coming through our devices. Like, these companies, Google included, are frying your brain. It doesn't matter what the content is. They're sending signals through our devices, our TVs, all this other stuff.
Well, it's actually a very serious synergistic combination, Todd, because you and I were presenting this actually 2 years ago.
Oh, geez.
In the spring of 2022, about the same time of year, 2 years ago, we did our first program on the synergistic brain inflammation from the COVID shots and electromagnetic radiation. And that's all forms of electromagnetic radiation. And that radiation statement I just made goes back to a Defense Intelligence Agency document from 1976 that is now unclassified, and we've had on our website for at least 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you've got such a great memory.
It is unequivocal that they are synergistic, aggravating cognitive dysfunction, brain inflammation, neurodegenerative disorders, and we can't seem to help people wake up enough to the damage that is going on.
This is the part that drives me nuts. I'm grateful for you saying that, because I've been very short lately with how stupid do people have to be kind of a thing. And the reality is they're being made stupid. So I need to lighten up, I think.
Well, you know, Todd, I actually have something to say about that, because I say that a lot too. I mean, half the population is functionally stupid. I mean, below the average IQ. But the other half of the population should be able to string a thought together. But here's the real problem. Nobody, even those in power, even the puppets, nobody escapes this tyranny. So y'all better wake up. And that includes Susan Wojcicki, the former CEO of YouTube, whose son was just found dead at the University of Berkeley from some drug. Okay, the family, the grandma had said some drug, he consumed some drug. So maybe it was Big Pharma's bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. We don't know. Maybe it was fentanyl. But her son is now dead. He was 19 years old. Marco Troper. Makes you wonder. Makes you really wonder, doesn't it? This woman who kicked me off of YouTube in 2020, this woman who does not allow any anti-vax information or truth about vaccines to appear on YouTube, all of those channels are gone. They've all been banned. And now her son is dead. Nobody escapes this tyranny. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Sean, this was something that I was writing about during the Obamacare fight to preserve and prevent government takeover of medicine. And I said it, in fact, very interesting. We've just had an announcement of a major cyber attack on pharmacy computer systems. And I wrote an editorial 10 years ago about the government-controlled kill switch and access to medical records that were mandated to be electronic medical records under Obamacare. Sure. And when we are looking at the control of healthcare, it doesn't matter whether you are Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party, Moon Party, or any party, you die just like everyone else. You are poisoned with a bioweapon COVID shot, if you're denied medical care, if you're over-vaccinated, if you are over-radiated, you're going to die And if you are exposed to the illegal drugs that are coming across the border, the fact that you happen to be from a wealthy family and the CEO of YouTube or former CEO of YouTube isn't going to save your life. Nope. If you are exposed to all of these things we've been talking about, trying to save people's lives.
Yeah. And here's the thing, the soul crushing loss of your 19-year-old son, you'll never escape that pain. And $100 million you're worth for being a tyrant and playing along, being a good Jew, playing along with the other Jews who are destroying our nation. Well, sorry, your $500 million is not going to bring your son back. It just needs to be said. I'm sorry. I'm not anti-Semitic. Well, I'm just sick and tired of these Jews, all of which seem to have a whole lot of power, and they continue to sell. Look at Mayorkas in this border. Okay, case in point, all the fentanyl flowing across, I bet you $1,000 her son was either killed and murdered by fentanyl or the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Two subjects you can't talk about on YouTube. But you can talk, you can talk about them on Cloud Hub, can't you?
No, we were, our material was taken down from YouTube. Our material about the truth of the vaccine risk in January 2021 was kicked off of Twitter. Our website is still being censored. We've had censorship going on up to and including our recent programs. And we are trying to save lives.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, I want to say something as it relates to what you were talking about with the CEO of Cloud, or not Cloud, that's me, CEO of YouTube. You know, I noticed there's a pattern here. Maybe Dr. Vliet can talk to this, but I note that when you've got these sociopathic types that are put into these positions, almost, you know, Mark Zuckerberg types of people, and they are very clearly bloodline people. They were bred and put into these positions on purpose. It always seems to me that there's a price to be paid, that there's a sacrifice, and it's a bad one. And I'm wondering if that isn't part of the deal here. $500 million for, you know, one of my family members. Yeah. Kanye West talked about this. He said he had the sacrificing his mom.
Yep. No, that's a brilliant, brilliant point. Let me
I think you're right.
But check this out, Doc. My guest, recurring guest, Nathan Reynolds, he escaped the Reynolds Illuminati family, a very powerful family. He was raised with satanic ritual abuse and horrors that none of us can imagine. He escaped when he realized the cost of his inheritance would be his firstborn, which would have been his daughter, Naomi. Now, what he explained to us is that that doesn't necessarily mean she would be sacrificed, but at the very least, he would have signed her over to the family for 2 weeks a year, and they would do what they want with her. They would have trained her in MK Ultra, satanic ritual abuse, sex slave. Just think about the possibilities. And that's why she escaped. And thank God he's still alive. And he's been speaking truth ever since. But speaking of, and you mentioned this, Doc, government takeover of medicine. Let's turn our attention to this, because again, all these puppets, you will not escape the tyranny. This is what's going on in France regarding the mRNA vaccine. You dare not speak above your breath when speaking in condemnation of it, or you'll go to prison.
Madame Bourne,
France has a new piece of legislation, Article 4, which has been nicknamed Article Pfizer, that is designed to punish people who criticize mRNA vaccines. As of today, criticism of such therapeutic treatments, when deemed obligatory or recommended by the state, could result in up to 3 years imprisonment or a fine of 45,000 euros.
Why the French government would feel the need to criminalize criticism of the jab?
The question that everybody's asking of France is, should medical companies and their products be allowed to be above the law? Because what happens if they create a product and that product kills people? I mean, are people going to be sent to prison for pointing out that it's dangerous?
This has been shown to be the most dangerous vaccine ever to hit the market, and they're trying to cover up their tracks.
It seems to be a bit, I don't know, psychotic, or dare we say it, fascist?
Psychotic and fascist. And as I said at the beginning of the show, these tyrants are happy to reveal themselves for who they are. So let them, just like Google is destroying itself with its woke racist AI, let them expose themselves. Doc, go ahead.
It's malevolent and it is evil. I really feel strongly that the more that we use the words that accurately describe the behavior, the more it will help the average person wrap their minds around the fact that it is intentional, harmful, malevolent, evil destruction of lives and the whole focus on truth. Now, let me suggest something to your readers. I've been doing a chronological daily reading of the Bible. It's chronologically reading the Bible day by day over the course of a year. The last few days have been focused on the book of Leviticus, which wasn't one that I had really studied a whole lot. But I am absolutely just astounded at everything in the book of Leviticus that God was directing the people of Israel, his commandments, his laws for health, his laws for the rule of law, his laws for human behavior and interaction. It is absolutely stunning to see the way in which every single one of those laws is being deliberately suppressed, interfered with, and actually violated at every level possible across America and the Western world by design. If you have not read it recently, go read chapter 26 of the book of Leviticus and every single thing that, and chapter 18, every single thing that God prohibits is being celebrated and forced upon us now. And you look at the consequences that God spelled out as to failure to follow his laws in Leviticus chapter 26. Every single one of those consequences are happening in our society right now, in our country. And I think it's a real wake-up call to go back and read that. The Bible doesn't just refer to what happened in the past. It is a description playbook of what's going on right now today.
Nothing new under the sun, right, Todd?
It's the truth. I was just thinking that we've been here before. How many times have we not been? And by the way, in that clip that you just shared, I wasn't sure if you saw it the same way I did. The lady actually asked the questions. Well, this law seems very punishing. What would happen if, for instance, the shots were deadly? Was she asking that because she hadn't yet figured that out? I mean, I'm sorry, but I wanted to ask the question of you in particular, Dr. Vliet. Is it possible that in light of the conversation she was having, that she still didn't understand that these shots were actually designed to kill people? Or was this just being rhetorical?
I think it's highly possible she honestly doesn't understand that. It could be a rhetorical question. But I will tell you, I still encounter people every day in my medical practice who literally cannot wrap their minds around the fact that the COVID shot was toxic by design. And that's a quote from Dr. Mike Eden, who analyzed former Pfizer vice president and a 30-year career of rational drug development, analyzed every single step in the design process and every single choice point. He has said over and over, they chose the more toxic step.
And yes, I've heard him say
formulation.
That.
And it is, in fact, you and Dr. Eden were on the same program that we just did in January for our Faith Over Fear, where both of you were talking about exactly that same point, you from the legal perspective and Dr. Eden from the scientific perspective. It is 3 years since they were launched. It's 3 years since Dr. Eden first started speaking out. I started speaking out in January, February, 2021. I was already seeing the damage in my patients. And people still will not believe it. They are still getting boosters. Now, not as many, but it's
dropped
very
off.
Alarming. It's very alarming.
Well, it concerns me because, you know, we see the saber rattling with disease X. We have a pretty good idea of what disease X is because they made it, just like they made Marburg and Ebola, the spike protein, SARS-CoV-1, 2. They're all patented because our government made them. They're the owners of the patents. But I asked the question, and not rhetorically, because I'm concerned that even at this point in time, when people are now vaccine hesitant, thank God, when they see somebody fall over dead in the street, bleeding from their eyes or ears, are they going to run, go get the stupid shot? because they're already gearing up. We found there was a huge purchase order for Marburg PCR tests. So this is gonna come. And I'm just wondering, how do we do a better job in light of what we've experienced over the last 3 years and trying to warn people, trying to help them understand this? What could we do better? How do we get there?
This is how we're getting there. And people are waking up slowly but surely.
I agree.
One by one. See, it's true. That old saying is true. Men lose their minds in herds and come to their senses slowly and one by one. And it's starting to happen. We are reaching a tipping point, just like bovine growth hormone in the milk, that BGH product. It's no longer the milk because moms woke up and they stopped buying it. They refused to buy it. We are hitting that tipping point, Doc.
I think you're right. And Sean, look at all of the massive growth in the truckers speaking out on social media.
Hey.
I mean, these guys are really terrific. I'd love to get some of them on our whistleblower report. I've put out messages to them, but so far I haven't had any takers. But these guys riding in their trucks are saying, you know what? We're independent businessmen.
Yeah.
You don't control us.
Beautiful.
And we go where we want to go. And one I listened to last night, I'm going, yay, this is really important. Little people, the average person, the working class people are speaking out and they're saying, this is our life, our country, and it's our decision. And we're not going to go where we don't want to go and where we're not welcome. And the truckers run this country. I loved what he said.
You know, that's cool. And you're absolutely right. And I just love the mindset. How different is that? You know, they found their courage. On that note, Doctor, when you talk to these guys, because I'm sure that somebody's going to pipe up, please remind folks, and Sean, if you don't mind, Dr. Chambers, who is leading Chambers Rangers, a citizen cavalry, a volunteer citizen cavalry in Texas. It's being declared tomorrow and organized for April, where people will show up with their horses and whatever other equipment they got in their scabbard, to put it blindly, and show not just the people coming across the border, but show our government that we're willing to stand up. We're willing to be deputized. Here's my stuff. And we've done this before too, by the way. Like you say, all things are you know, not new under the sun. Our nation has a history of this, citizen cavalry, and now is the time. So people can stand, they can show up just like the truckers. I'm sure the truckers don't have to be on horseback. They can just show up in their trucks.
Well, look at what the farmers have been doing.
Yes.
I love it. The pictures of the farmers spraying liquefied manure on the parliament and on the politicians' homes. That's exactly what they deserve. And that's what we need to be doing here.
Well, beautiful. I've got a powerful allegory for you guys. You ready for this?
Yes.
I want to do a screen share and tell you all this little story. So we watch a show together every single night. The past two nights, we've watched Trainwreck, the story of Woodstock 99. It's a three-part series, and last night we watched the final part. And what happened at Woodstock in 1999 is that they contracted out their food and water and plumbing services to companies that didn't give a damn and didn't do their jobs. So you had 200,000 kids, right, listening to music that does not reflect the original 1969 Woodstock. I mean, it was really a bad frequency. Bands like Korn, bands like Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock. I mean, no, it's really not at all 1969, but you can imagine 200,000, mostly men, young men, operating at that frequency over 2 days in the blazing heat on an abandoned military base. So asphalt as far as the eye can see, and no plumbing and food and water that was contracted out. They were charging these kids $5 for a bottle of water. And by day three, it had gone as high as $12. These kids got so fed up with their situation that they basically burned the place down. Here's the important part. I said to my wife last night, as we were watching the footage, the actual footage of this happening, and then the promoters, the people in charge of Woodstock, they would do these press conferences and they'd say, everything's going great. They would say, everything's fine. We had some rambunctious people, maybe 50. I turned to my wife and I said, this is exactly like our government. These guys are delusional and they're speaking to the press as though the press hasn't seen what's going on. And it's just a really powerful allegory.
Because they're complicit.
It's exactly like what's happening in our country as treasonous, evil traitors who have made war on the living God are now unleashing the hordes on our cities to rape, pillage, and plunder.
That's right.
Steve Quayle says, a recent guest of mine, there is no political solution for a spiritual problem. So this Mayor Adams, this is on Fox News, guys, he's going to give up to $10,000 each of our taxpayer money to illegals with prepaid debit cards. No ID checks, no restrictions, no fraud control, nothing. Our government is operating like Woodstock 99, guys. Apologies for this real quick break in a word about our sponsor.
Germs are not the cause of disease, but the symptoms of cellular breakdown. And the causative factors today that we're dealing with worldwide is chemical and radiation poisoning. This could be an antidote. That's what I'm going to say. This could be an antidote to chemical and radiation poisoning.
That was Dr. Robert Young. And what he's talking about is the groundbreaking holistic supplement Masterpiece. In scientific studies, this product is proving to remove graphene oxide from both the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And yes, we're all being transfected. The graphene is now in most all of us. So click on the link below and get Masterpiece today. 5 drops twice a day is all you need to change your life dramatically for the better. The link to Masterpiece is below. Our government is operating like Woodstock 99, guys.
Well, Sean, this is all intentional by design. It began under the Obama administration, mocking America, making us a laughingstock of the world, depleting our resources, blood and treasure. And you look at the fact that they are printing money as fast as they can do it. They're devastating the value of the dollar. They're devastating the economy. They are sabotaging our food supply. And they are doing everything possible with an evil mindset to mock every value this country has ever stood for. And that began with the malevolence under Barack Obama's 8 years. Barack Obama and his entire administrative team from the first 8 years are running the show with the puppet masters globalists like Soros and Gates and all of the other evil minds that are make no bones about destroying America. And they're doing this by design. These gangs that are coming across the, now that Texas is making a better stand, at thank God for people like Doc Pete Chambers. And it was Doc Pete Chambers' team that actually forced Abbott to actually do something, because Abbott has connections with the WEF and was not doing anything to secure Texas. Yep. Our governor, who was put in office as a result of the stolen 2022 election, our governor, our sheriffs, except for Sheriff Daniels in Cochise County and the sheriff in Yuma County, our sheriffs are supporting the illegal invasion. Catholic Charities are receiving millions of dollars from the federal government and the UN to carry out the transportation of illegals across our borders. And we are looking at this invasion. The organized gangs are already targeting the wealthy neighborhoods in Paradise Valley, Fountain Hills, Scottsdale, in the Phoenix area, and jamming alarm systems, jamming cell towers, and curtail it, helping. I mean, they're so sophisticated. We just did a whole program on this with one of the border experts this past week. And this is happening. The violence is barbaric. These and you know, people have called what's coming across the border and the violence and the barbaric. They've called these criminals animals. I'm going to tell you something. Animals do not kill for sport. Animals kill to eat, to survive. What is happening on our southern border with the cartel violence and the violence of the Venezuelan gangs and the MS-13 and all of the others, organized gangs, and the child rape slavery rings that the Catholic Church is supporting, what's happening there is killing for sport. and pleasure, sadistic pleasure. It is worse than anything in the animal kingdom. And we, as Americans, are not prepared for that level of barbaric violence, gratuitous violence for sport.
Let me add to
that. We have to get our minds around the fact that that's real.
It is real. And again, no different than Google or Facebook or anything else. It's U.S. manufactured. So we've got whistleblowers, as do you, a lot of them. And our government trained MS-13 in Peru. We taught them how to be like that. We taught them how to kill for sport. We taught them how to scare the hell out of people. We taught them how to take over a government, how to start a color revolution, how to create disruptions to infrastructure. So that's all by design, because what elements of our government, the same ones who killed our president in 1963, the same ones destroying our nation right now, the same ones, by the way, who made the Declaration of Los Angeles and the Declaration of North America to eliminate our borders and destroy our nation. They're all the same ones, by the way, who don't have any oaths of office. Oh, I wonder why. Yeah, that's right. That's all. And it's here. What you just said is it's here. And, you know, I worked a lot in Venezuela over the years. It was one of my areas. And they it got so dangerous when they started doing Kidnapping Express in Caracas is when we stopped going to work there. They would kidnap people in a second, take whatever it was they could, good hostage, give me your ATM, whatever, and then gone. But there were also kidnappings that weren't by express, and it took months and months for families to get people back if they got them back at all. So that is here. And the fact that that's in our borders is terrifying.
Well, let me just say something, because, oh, go ahead, Doc, if you have a comment. Well, let me say what I'm going to say, and then you comment. But if Google's woke and racist AI isn't enough, if the woke and racist BlackRock ESG is not enough, if New York City's woke and racist mayor Adams is not enough for you guys, if the woke and racist FAA, who wants to just hire pilots that aren't qualified because they're black, isn't enough for you, and you'll appreciate that because you're a pilot, Todd. Let me show you this. This just came through. Elon Musk retweeted, the FCC just ordered every broadcaster to start posting a race and gender scorecard that breaks down the demographics of their workforce. Activists lobbied for this because they want to see businesses pressured into hiring people based on their race and gender. We have a captured criminal government that is operating just like the people who operated Woodstock 99. And I think the people have had quite enough. The question is, how do we take it back? How do we take our government back from these tyrants and traitors, Todd?
It starts with no. It starts with people saying, no, I'm not going to be a part of it. No, I'm not going to fill out your diversity, equity, inclusion card. The answer is no. And we have that power within us. And this is the dangerous part. We've talked about it before, where we're seeing a consolidation of companies into these great, giant, fully integrated, monolithic empires. And they are the ones that force this, right? If it's Google, if it's Home Depot, whatever the case, right? These big companies are the ones that are in on it because, as Dr. Fleet mentioned, the owners own them. They own them all. So we have to just vote with our dollars and say, no, I'm not going to buy from Walmart today. No, I'm not going to Target today. And we just have to say no in every respect. And, you know, we've done this before. You know, it was, what, a year ago? Jeez, if it's been that long. You know, we actually backed down the U.S. military, we being 400,000 service members, saying, no, we're not doing your damn shots. And Congress had to repeal the law. So it is in our power, but it's every one of us has to do it.
You're exactly right, Todd. And that's what your efforts through Vax Choice, our efforts through Truth for Health Foundation, and Sean's efforts on his SGT report, we have all been urging people to take a stand, speak out, silence. I go back to what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said in World War II. Now, he lost his life to the Nazi regime, but he did not ever stop speaking out against the evil of that regime. And he said, silence in the face of evil is itself evil.
That's right.
Americans and the civilized world cannot be silent. And in fact, we actually are seeing more outspoken and actual physical resistance across Europe than we're seeing in America.
They're more American than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know where else they're more American than we are at this point, at least the government? El Salvador. You know, yes. Before I hit record, guys, we were talking about escape plans. Where could you go? If America falls, the world falls, right? Well,
yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, because when America falls and the dollar's dead, the force of the military will be gone. There will be nothing backing this dollar anymore, because right now you've got the force of the military. And it was Michael Saylor who educated me about the force of power behind Bitcoin. 10.6 gigawatts of power, to put that in perspective, that is the global computing power of the Bitcoin network. Now, compare and contrast that to the power of the U.S. Navy, which is about 4.6 gigawatts. All the aircraft carriers, all the subs, all the destroyers, it's less than half the power of the Bitcoin network. But here's the point. El Salvador elected President Bukele, who many are calling a philosopher king. So as we round out the conversation, let's just compare and contrast President Bukele to that puppet Joe Biden who can't string a sentence together, because here is 1 minute, 16 seconds of President Bukele at CPAC. And if you don't think we live in a fallen republic, well, compare and contrast, friends.
Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why did they collect taxes?
Fabulous.
I mean, in theory, it would make sense, right? If they can print unlimited amounts of money, why would they need taxes for? The answer is simple, but it's very shocking. The real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's shocking, but it's true.
Exactly right.
The government is funded by money printing, paper backed with paper, a bubble that will inevitably burst. The situation is even worse than it seems, because if most Americans and the rest of the world were to become aware of this farce, confidence in your currency would be lost, the dollar would fall, and the Western civilization with it.
Okay.
Well, I got to play that on this one.
Because for the audience that doesn't understand, that man, the philosopher king, who put El Salvador first, he put all the MS-13 gang members in newly built prisons. Crime is down 95%. It is now the safest country in the Western Hemisphere. And he made Bitcoin legal tender. Compare and contrast him to that pedophilic demon creature sitting in our Oval Office, guys.
Listen, let me add to what he said. This point can't be understated. I live outside the United States, and in my country instituted a value-added tax. So every time local hands touched a good or service, more tax was included. It's progressive. The government raised $1.4 billion in the first year of this value-added tax. The national budget was $550 million. So they could have wiped out debt, could have paid for their government services. No, no, no. They sent all of that money to the Bank for International Settlements, the owners of this world, and they borrowed another $550 million to increase the national debt more. So what he's saying is right. This, we live in a debt model economy. Countries borrow money from the IMF. They collect taxes to keep people enslaved. There was a guy not long ago who was undoing this and moving his economy to an equity model economy. Well, he was one of them, too. More recent than that was Muammar Gaddafi. What happened to him?
He was killed.
Yep,
that's right.
We saw he died. The witch cackled and they stole all his gold and they turned Libya into an absolute hellhole where human slave trade is, where the human slave trade is off the charts now.
And do you know why Cuba remains an enemy nation? I would know because I was there, because they still own their own central bank. They will not give up their power to the Bank for International Settlements or the IMF, and they have been punished ever since for that reason.
Huh. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, another one, North Korea.
Well, that's another reason that Putin
and
is
Iran.
Considered an enemy, because Putin made gold legal tender for Russians and legal for Russians to buy.
Right.
And he has, to my knowledge, and you can speak more to that, has refused to participate in the Bank for International Settlements.
Yes, he kicked them all out. He kicked the banksters out of Russia and took back their central bank. And by the way, He also took Astana, the new home for the Bank of International Settlements in Kazakhstan. The point is this, the owner class, right? Vladimir Putin could not have taken Astana. The Windsor Castle crest would still be on there if it weren't for the owners missing, along with the Black Forest dug up, Black Forest being the Rothschild family's estate. 300 cop cars and helicopters descended on this in the Trump era. The Vatican banker getting arrested and extradited to the United States of America. None of those things could happen if the owners were still in charge. The point is that they are not, because we wouldn't be alive in the first instance. And what we're seeing is the playbook, the next layer down of these gangsters that are trying to finish the job of killing us, because they started it and they're caught. And if they don't finish the job, we're going to hang them. That's the paradigm we find ourselves in right now. But we've got more than a fighting chance. Like, we're still here. We are supposed to be.
And the more that we help people wake up, yeah, and the more we help people stand up, speak out, and take local action, such as Doc Pete has led in Texas, and yes, others around the country are undertaking in their states. The states are sovereign.
Yes.
And in the United States of America, it's now up to the states to, yeah, take their legal authority back from the federal government.
Yes, indeed. 10th Amendment. That's what it's all about. Our republic is comprised of the states. And so this is what we're seeing is governors saying we're going to support governors. And boy, they're really identifying themselves, aren't they? Yeah. Was it 26, I think, are now behind Abbott and what he's doing? So that's 24 not?
Yeah. Well, and look, and watch New York literally cut its own wrists and slit,
yes,
its own throat.
That's right.
That idiot, libtard, moronic, evil, corrupt of the core judge with his, what, $353 million judgment against Trump for a non-crime, yeah, because Trump took a loan from a bank and paid it back.
Exactly.
Inc. was happy and wanted to continue to do business with Trump. And the criminal kangaroo court judge said, sorry, bank, you don't get to testify on this man's behalf. So So now Kevin O'Leary, that Shark Tank guy, and everybody else who can think is like, okay, we're done doing business.
Yes.
New York, we're done.
Yes.
We can't take the risk. We are absolutely done. So this is the beautiful part about tyrants. Let them show you who they are, and then we can act accordingly. And in this case, bye-bye, New York.
This is what a public-private partnership looks like, right? When government gets involved in business, that's what you see. You get some tyrant bureaucrat who is high on power, who says, I don't think that's appropriate. It's not illegal. There's nothing wrong with it. Nobody was injured. But you pissed off a bureaucrat, so that's it. Now you're going to pay. And that's exactly what these things look like. That's why fascism doesn't work. It's why communism doesn't work. And so if New York is going this way, somebody better be ready to pick up the pieces, because all vacuums will be filled. And we don't know what's next or who's trying to slip in there next.
Well, it is really documenting the fall of the republic. That's what we're doing. That's what I always do. But also, at some point, we're going to talk about the rebirth of the republic, because we need the phoenix to rise from the ashes, not the way the globalists want. The way
that's my point.
We steer this ship. We are the government, you stinking, rotten pirates.
Yeah.
Goddamn traitors. Right. I'm sorry. These are traitors, and they are goddamned. They are. I use that purposefully. These are goddamned traitors. And they're all going to burn in hell for what they've done to this country and to children. 85,000 missing, yeah, kids over the border who have been trafficked. The fentanyl death.
Well, Sean, to that very point, let me share with your listeners an urge to watch Jonathan Cahn, C-A-H-N. He is the Jewish rabbi who is a messianic Jewish rabbi. His 23-minute YouTube video, The Sign of the Statue. And God spoke the same 24-hour period that Pope Francis announced that the Catholic Church is now blessing same-sex marriages. God spoke. Lightning struck the statue of St. Peter in Buenos Aires, in the home country, the home city, and the home district of Pope Francis. And the lightning precisely knocked off the halo, which is the symbol of holiness, and knocked off the right hand holding the keys to the kingdom.
Wow.
On that statue.
Yep.
Wow. On December 17th, Pope Francis's birthday. Now, I had goosebumps watching that video. If you think that's not God speaking, condemning the actions of the Marxist Pope, who was now blessing for the first time in the 2000 year history of the Catholic Church institution. And this Pope is blessing homosexual unions, marriage unions. That was incredible. And it was very precise, because the keys that the statue of St. Peter was holding were the God-given keys of St. Peter's as the rock on which the church was built, and the keys to the kingdom. And it was, I mean, there's no way I could interpret it other than what Jonathan Kahn was saying, Rabbi Kahn was saying, is that God was removing his authority of holiness, power, and strength, and the keys to the kingdom.
Wow.
This is what I keep saying.
St. Peter.
God will not be mocked.
Do you
honestly believe that the creator of everything you see and all the beauty in this world in the Fibonacci sequence, which can be found in everything, it's the fingerprint of God. Do you think that he's going to stand idly by and watch Satan take control and kill everybody? I don't think so. I think we're very, very close to a tipping point, and we get closer every single day that puppet in chief opens his stupid mouth. And every single day we continue to drop bombs on foreign nations like Syria, like Yemen, like Iraq. People are done. I'm done.
Agree so.
I'm of this criminality. I do not stand with Lucifer. I stand with the God, the creator of this world. So does Dr. Liebleit. So does Attorney Todd Callender. And so do you, dear listener. We stand with God. And if we stand with, who dare oppose us?
Well, this goes back to your original point, Sean. You're thinking, where else do we go? How can we run away from this? And Dr. Vliet's right. You cannot. This is global because it is the final fight for spirits, for souls. So the only choice we have left is get right with God, because this day is here. And you've done that. And look, we're doing what it is God built us to do. It's that simple. So we have to just double our efforts and we keep going, because there is no choice. There is no escape.
Yep.
We're here.
You know what? This is a lot like the feeling you get when you go to a good church, you listen to a good sermon, and you realize that you're around others. And then you think about Jesus Christ, who said, where two or more of you gather in my name, I am there with you. It buoys the spirit, friends. Get courageous, stand up, speak out, and say no more. Say no more to your local government officials, your state government officials, and these federal government usurpers of our Constitution.
Yes.
No more. God bless you both. Oh, go ahead.
Likewise. And please, folks, when you're doing it, invoke the name of God. Invoke the name of Christ, because it is a repellent to the evil ones, the ones in charge of the school board who want dudes in banana hammocks to read your little kid. They can't stand the word of Jesus Christ. They can't stand it. Invoke the name as you do it. You know, when you get tired and you can't go anymore, God, please give me strength. The next thing you know, you're rolling. I mean, it's true. It's here. It costs nothing to build your relationship. So please do it.
Yeah. You're so right, Todd. In fact, people have said to me, how do you keep going? And how do you do what you're doing? And I've been real, very clear. I sincerely mean this. What I'm accomplishing in the last 4 years, I am doing through the power of Christ who lives in me. It is not me alone, and it is certainly not in my human strength or my human wisdom. And I'm grateful for God's gifts of both of those. But this is God's power, the Holy Spirit guidance, and there have been some things that have happened just recently that are very clear to me that God is working. And one of them is very symbolic, related to what I shared with you about Rabbi Kahn's video. And I was stunned at the timing that God made this move, and found myself being very relieved that we were being separated from a potential very negative influence. And It's like I realized, thank you, Lord, this was your timing and this is right.
Yep. You know what I mumble daily as I stumble about my business? I mumble multiple times daily, Heavenly Father, just please give me the strength. Give me the strength.
Wow.
Help me see the way, because I hate the people who are in control of this world. They're demonic. They're satanic.
Yeah.
They're anti-human. They hate our children. They hate our families. They hate our republic. And God is on our side. And that should buoy our spirits every single day. I know you both got to go. We're at the top of the hour. Todd, God bless you. You do. Cloud Hub CEO, so much more. How do people support
you? Hey, come to Cloud Hub. It's free. The more registered users we have, the more of a splash we can make, the more people we can reach in shows just like this one.
And it's so not important. Censored.
And exactly, Doc. It's not, that's our commitment to you. Look, the motto is this. Anonymity plus privacy equals freedom. We respect everybody's privacy. We don't keep any data. We don't want any data. We just want bright minds collaborating and having intellectually honest debate. So come one, come all.
Excellent. And Dr. Lee Vliet?
Please go to truthforhealth.org. Sign up for our email newsletter. Come to our Faith Over Fear seminars. And please donate to support us staying in the fight to help you with the tools to save your life and your freedom.
Amen.
Yes,
I love having these bi-weekly conversations with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
It's nice to hang with my pals.
Our privilege. Thank you.
It's my pleasure and my privilege every single day. I'm so grateful to be able to do work like this. And God is going to take this back, guys. Stand with God. I mean, the choice is clear. Really? I mean, come on. You want to go to heaven? You want to go to hell? It's not too hard to figure out the right path. All right, friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7 at sgtreport.com. May God truly bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
I know we've reached the point of no return, because when you talk to Michael Dionne and you see everything going on in real time, Greyhound bus after busload of Chinese regulars. And by the way, I'm going to say something that'll probably really strike your audience. There's 800,000 Chinese in the United States already. And I stand by my statement. You will watch it played out. This is just a defined moment in history. Rape, pillage, and plunder. The entities, non-human, in Washington, D.C., have taken our country under.